This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, Jake has something quick off the text line. What you got, my man?
IQ Cure just has a thought from you from earlier in the show. He says, hey, Carriker, it was an interception for the Broncos. It's not at the 7 or at the 8. It's at the 9 to think it's a catch. Go Broncos.
Oh, the Go Broncos. That gives you away, my man. That gives you away right there. I like it, though. You know what? I like the comment. All right. The comment wasn't at the 7, at the 8. It was at the 9. And I don't even mean that negatively. I like the pull. I like the pull right there. All right. Real quick shout out to our friends at Mulberry Barbecue. All right. Fine partners, sponsors, and friends of this program. Check out Mulberry Barbecue with 2 locations. We actually had it Friday because Demo was on the show. He went and got it. Then we went and got it. Oh, it's so good. Located at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples, way right off of Highway 2. Both locations, because they have 2. We're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try the burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken. Right about there, I get hungry every time. Every time, right about there. It's so good and much, much more. Plus, get incredible size, get fueled for lunch today, or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located 11th and Cornhusker, and 61st and Apples Way, just right off of Highway 2. All right, man, NFL playoff reaction. So you got the Broncos, you got the Bills. Great game. Great game. Now, we can argue about the calls at the end. I'm going to let that go. Frankly, there's not enough time because I'd like to whine for 3 hours, actually. I don't want to whine. 5 turnovers. Bills had 5 turnovers. You know, Josh Allen hadn't thrown an interception in over a month. Then he ends up throwing 3. There was some fumbles in that game, 5 turnovers. I actually thought the Bills outplayed the Broncos. Like, if, you know, turnovers aside, let's just ignore those. I thought they outplayed the Broncos. Did the Bills punt all day? It was either a score or a turnover, wasn't it? I don't remember them punting all day.
Yeah, no, I was looking to see if I could.
I'm telling you, I don't remember one.
No, yeah, no Buffalo punts.
They either scored or had a turnover. That's crazy. Overtime game. All right. Let's see. Bills were the number 3 red zone offense. Broncos, number 1 red zone defense. Broncos, number 1 overall defense. A lot of people consider them to have the best offensive line. Man, Bo Nix being out, just, I don't know how else to put it. This isn't great English for a man who speaks publicly for a living, but that just plain sucks. Broncos get the win. Let's go. The smattering. You know, we could have had a college football playoff national championship on Saturday night. Instead, we got the smattering of Seattle and the 49ers. Do you even want to talk about that game?
Yeah, there's not much to talk about within it.
Yeah, let's move on. All right. Texans, Patriots. Patriots are 85-1 when leading by 8-plus points in the fourth quarter over the last decade. You know that? That is a crazy stat. They end up getting the win. Texans played hard. DeMeco Ryans, former NFL linebacker. Mike Vrabel, former NFL linebacker, played for the Patriots. You know, he had 4 winning seasons before the Titans fired him. How crazy
is
that?
I always was wondering about that firing.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's Push-Catch Liver Detox is a patented, simple 2-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's Push-Catch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So former players can work out good as coaches. DeMeco played for the Texans? He did, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
So guys coaching at places they played, it can work out. I'm just a Mike Vrabel guy. He's just a football dude. Like, he's got blood going down his face and everything when he was playing, when he's coaching at times. All right, Patriots end up pulling away. They're going to the AFC Championship game. They're going to play the Broncos. The Seahawks, what a game last night, because they're going to end up playing the Rams. Was it in the negatives?
Yeah, the negatives. We got some snow games yesterday, yeah.
Dude, another overtime game. What a classic. Caleb Williams, I feel for him. He's improved a lot. He's come a long way since his rookie season through 3 interceptions. And overtime, the Rams end up kicking the game-winning field goal. Matthew Stafford, 97 years into his NFL career, actually 17. He's been to 2 Super Bowls since he left Detroit. Can he make his 3rd? What are your thoughts on the NFL games? Then let's get to Indiana versus Miami.
Yeah, certainly. You know, obviously, I mean, I'm becoming more and more of a Caleb Williams fan. How can you not after this playoff run? So that was fun. Obviously came up a little bit short. Like you said, Stafford, we'll see. I mean, if you get another Super Bowl, that kind of puts him into a different stratosphere category as we kind of look at him in the back part of his career. So it's been incredible, incredible run so far in the playoffs, and we got more to go. Let's move on to college football.
Patriots, Broncos, AFC Championship game, Seahawks, Rams. Seahawks basically just playing everyone in the NFC West in a rematch in the playoffs. All right, Indiana, Miami. The spread is 7.5 for Indiana. It's going to be a home game for Miami. They're going to have all sorts of alums on the sideline. Michael Irvin's going to have a whole posse going nuts with him on the sideline. It's going to be an insane atmosphere. The largest living alumni base in America is Indiana. They're going to travel like crazy. It's going to be an insane atmosphere. I don't want to hear about this cheating crap. Like, Kurt Cignetti is doing everything within the rules, and he outsmarted everybody, as much as that sucks to say. He did. Indiana's really, really good. Miami, the way they play, run the ball, stop the run, physical. It's not your old school, just big play here, big play there, Miami. If Miami wins by 7, that's a blowout. If they lose by 10, that's a blowout, just the way they play. I'm going to take Indiana by 10. I think it's going to be a great game, or Indiana's going to curb stomp them. I don't see Miami blowing out Indiana. Give me the Hoosiers with the points. It's going to be an electric atmosphere tonight. Indiana is just too good with grown men. What do you got?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Indiana ultimately wins this one. I like the breakdown there of Miami. Going to be interesting to see two teams that do rely on the front lines quite a bit. The one thing about Miami, that Ole Miss game that's kind of shaking me, is they dropped like 4 picks. I don't think that Indiana is going to – Mendoza doesn't have like 4 incompletions throughout the playoff run, it feels like. So they got to capitalize on every opportunity they get.
He has 8 touchdown passes, 5 incompletions. Miami has 4 dropped interceptions. All right, go Big Red Noise. Remember, throw them bones.